I got you. I didn't mean to start out with a lawyer. Okay, let's go. So we just, they came out of the Ma'ara, and okay. So he says like this. Shimon Yochai says we went four lines off the bottom. Omar, Paul v'srachish nisa. Since I had a nest, I was saved. Ezel is skin milsa. I want to fix something up. I want to be misakin something for the neighborhood here. Where do we find such an idea? Because we find it by Yaakov Avinu, the sieve, by Yovo Yaakov Sholem. When he came back, the Torah says he came Sholem. Say Chazal v'Omar Rav Sholem begufo, that he was healed from the limb v'utalei arecho. Sholem b'mamono. Rashi doesn't say it, but Rashi in Chumash says it means he didn't lose any of the mincha that Esav gave him. Sholem b'tarosoi, that he didn't forget any of his learning. And what did he do immediately? Vayichan es pnei ho'ir. Now pashtus, that means he settled right near the city. But the darshan, it means that he was misakin something. Rashi says miloshin chein v'chaniyot, that he did something good for them. Or Rashi, it says later vayiken eschelka sasoda. Rashi made us a loshin takona. He did something for the town where he came in. Shem. So some Ramat Beya Tikalem, he set up a money system. Shmuel Am Shvokim Tikalem, he made markets. Bi'echlem Mechatzoyes Tikalem. Whatever it is, you see that Yaakov, upon being saved, did something for the surrounding area. So I'd like to make some sort of takona here. Okay. Oma Ika Milsa the world takunis, anything that needs fixing. Omrule here. Ika Duchto, there's an area here, this specific tumor. There's an area that there's a suffix tumor. This would tire the current. Apparently, you had to go through it. So it was a pain in the neck for the Kayanin. They had to go around it. So maybe we could clear up that suffix, making life a bit easier for the Kayanin. Omar. So, like this. In his letter, let's say there was a field and there was a suffix tumor there. So the problem is like this. Was it? Maybe it was originally a base aquarius. If it was a base aquarius and it was forgotten, he can't be mefana the mace. So he wants to know. He wants to know a little bit of history. He says, "Omar Ika Inish the Yoda Dischazik Ochatayra." Is there anybody who remembers a time when this place was tore? Then I'll know it wasn't a base aquarius. The Sophic tumor is because a mess was buried there. That doesn't make a base aquarius. Then I can do something. If I'll find, I'll get it out of there. Omar Leia, who Saba? That's the same Saba, the older person. He remembers Kan Kitzetz Ben Zakai. Tumas is one of those vegetables. He always talks about it. I never know what it means in English. So vegetable requires a lot of cooking. What is it? Lupines. Yeah, lupines. Well, no, that's what they call lupines. We're going to learn later in Shabbos. It has to be cooked a very long. We had it before. I was going to talk about it later. It has to be cooked and cooked. Whatever it is. But he says, I remember that Ben Zakkai, who Rashi says was a Kayan, cut to Musa Trum, and he took to Musa Trum, he planted them in this field, he cut them later. He obviously was dealing with Truma in this field, and he himself was a Kohen. So obviously at that point it was Tor. So that's establishing for us that it's not a pre-existing base of Kvaris. And what a mess fell in there somehow. So then he goes ahead. So what did Reb Shimei Yochai do? Ovad Iyu Nami Hochi. He did the same thing. Rashi, what does that mean? Rashi brings from the Psikta that he also was Makatz. It was Alpi and Ness what he did here. He also was Makatzitz to Musim there. He redid what Rit Ben Zakkai did, and Bederech Ness, the mess came up. Where Rashi learns it was a Derech Ness what happened. The Tosfos learns a little different, but he Rashi did it Alpi Sod. I mean, he's Reb Shimei Yochai. He just came out for 13 years. He probably knew all the Kabbalah already, you know. So same sort of magic trick of some sort. The mess came floating to the top. Okay, now he's got the mess discovered. So he said, "Kol heichad abu koshi tare, kol heichad abu rofi tzine." Meaning, the earth where the mess came up, obviously it was soft because the mess came up, that moved around the earth. So anywhere the earth was hard, now it was taut, no problem. Where the earth was soft, over there, he marked it off, and now there was no problem for the Kohen. Basically, he marked off the kever. He didn't take the mess out of there. Now he knew where he was. He put a marking around that, so that cleared the whole area for the Kohen. Okay. Here comes an interesting Gemara. Omar, who's Saba? Now that Saba, upon seeing this, says, Tir ben Yoichi beis HaKvaris. What's going on over here? Shimon Achai comes. Now, that obviously is a, how do you call it, a derisive remark of some sort. That's not what I mean. In other words, you talk about the Shimon Achai, he's making fun of him. He's going to pay for that soon. On my leg, so Shimon Achai says to him, if you weren't here when we did this, okay, I understand. It looks to you like I did something crazy. I decided to start. I feel even if you'd been here, you weren't agreeing with us when we made the decision. Okay, you come into a fresh situation. Yesterday, everybody says it's Tommy. Today, Rav Shimon Achai says it's Tom. You have maybe a right to make a comment like that. But I'm sorry. Then your father told me. But Ashov, Shohayisimon, the Nimnisimon. You were here. You were here when we made this. You know what happened. You know I wasn't with Tara Beisak Forest. But it is Hashem legitimate. So that's an interesting expression. What are people going to say? So now, had you not been here, okay, you're making a comment that was Tomei. All of a sudden she comes in Matar. Okay, you were here. You were there by the decision. You know exactly what happened. What's your comment? You stop making fun of me. You stop being mevaza talmid chachamim. What are people going to say? Yomru zoynos mefarches zuezu zoynos. Who the Gemara says in Pesachim don't exactly like each other for competition, but they'll do each other a favor. Mefarches is they'll braid. How they make it? Braid each other's hair. In other words, if one needs a favor, she'll look prettier. She'll help her out. Some achronim point out because if the Zionists generally look better, the general price will go up. So it's in their best interest, even though they like each other. So people say, Zionists, lowlifes, or as we would say in English, there's honor among thieves. Even the Zionists are nice to each other. Talmid Chachomim lo kol shekein. Shouldn't Talmid Chachomim speak nicely to each other? What are people going to say? What are you making a comment like that for? He got it for that. Yohiv Beyena, he put his eye on him. I mean, he gave him a bad eye. V'noch nafshe, he died. That Saba was punished for his Bizi Talmid Chachom. It's very interesting. Taisa says in Chulin that there are many people who say that when it says Ahu Saba in the Gemara, don't say who, Ahu Saba, that old man, it means Elio Anovi. So that's Taisa, you see from this story, that's not true. And this Saba obviously wasn't Elio Anovi. Okay. Novak Lashuko, he went out to the Shuk. Chazi Yehuda ben Gerim, he bumped into Yehuda ben Gerim. He's the one who started the whole problem. He's the one yesterday who told over what they said and the word got out and the Romans heard. That started the whole Hesek. You shouldn't have done that. Omer Adayin, Yesh Lezeb, this guy's still around. This guy 13 years later. Nosen Bo'enev, Vaso Gal Shalatzomus. He put him away also in a Mavuzadik way. They claim he made him look like he was already dead for a long time. Okay, fine. Okay, out of the world of Agoda, back to the world of Halacha. Shloisha Dvorim, Tzorich Odom, Loima Beso, Beso, Erev Shabbos, Im Chashecho. Says Rashi, yeah, these are things to remind right before Shabbos and make sure they're done. Don't do it 10 o'clock in the morning, Rashi says, because what's going to help? People will say, I got time. Towards the end of the day, do it. Isartem, did you take Meiser? Says Rashi, because as we learned already a few times that Tevel, you could eat Achilas Aroi. But on Shabbos, every Achilas called Achilas Kvaz. You're stuck. If you didn't Meiser, you're stuck on Shabbos. Isartem, did you take Meiser? Eiravtem, did you make an Eiriv? Now we're going to see, it's not clear at this point. Rashi says at this point it could be either Eiriv Chatzeris, did you make the Eiriv Zin Kari? Or Eiriv Truman, did you set up the Eiriv Truman? We'll see in the Gemara about that. No question, did it? Hadlikos Haner. Sindlicht, it's not, that's not a question. He sees if they did, they did. He's telling them Sindlicht, so I'm Sindlicht. Now, Sofek HaShecho, Sofek Einach HaShecho, that's what we call Ben HaShemoshes. That's a time when it's Sofek Yoim, Sofek Laila. Ein Ma'asrines HaVadai. You can't take Meiser on Vadai Teva. Why? Because taking Meiseris, HaFoshes Trumas and Meiseris on Shabbos is an Isa de Rabbonon. It's the second morning. Looks like Magabe Patch. Rashi says, this Tana holds, it's not everybody good at that. We're going to have a two Shabbos, a big Machloikis, with a Gozu Shvusin Ben HaShemoshes. All the Isurim de Rabbonon in Shabbos, did they make it Ben HaShemoshes, or did they only start when Shabbos really starts? Rebbe holds low Gozu Ben HaShemoshes. Rashi learns this Tana holds Gozu Shvusin Ben HaShemoshes. Nebazay, once you hit Ben HaShemoshes, you can't do Isurim de Rabbonon. Master Nesavad, they taking Maestres is an Isurim de Rabbonon. In Matbilin Nesakalin, you can't table Kalin. Pashas, it means from Tuma to Haira, but for us it means titling a new Keli, to like that. It's also awesome in Rabbon, and it looks like Tikkun Keli. Vein Madlikin es Haneiris. Now that's a strange thing, because you just told me in Bein Hashmoshes, I can't take Trumas of Mises, I can't Toivel a Kli, that's an Issa de Rabbonin. And you can't do an Issa de Raisa, Fashtaitman though. If Rashi learns Tak, it's Zuvein Tzorech Lo Mazu. Sometimes the Tana says something in the reverse order. He tells you the simple thing last. That's how Rashi learns. The Rav in Mishnayis learns, you know what it means? I'm leaking this on the air. Not you can't light a fire, that's obvious. I'm telling you the Rabbonin. You can't light a nair through a goy. You can't tell a goy to light a nair. That's a drabona. Okay. Avol. Now here comes the chiddush. We're in Bein Hashmoshes. He can't do drabonos. Certain things they let you do. Ma'asrenes ha-demai. What's demai? Demai is stuff you buy from an Amoritz, right? So we said a few times already. I had it recently when I wasn't here. Rov ha-mayoritz ma'asren. Really, there's a rov that it's okay. But they were machmir in demai. So therefore, being misakin it is not such a big issa, because really, it's okay. So they let you do it, Bein Hashmoshes. Me'arvin, you can make an Erev. Now, this is theory to the first mission. The line before says you have to make the Erev before Chashecha. We'll see in the Gemara, there's two Erev. We'll see in 1 second. V'toimnin es hachamin. Okay, that's a hatmona. That's a big discussion we'll have to have here if you just touch on it. Hatmona means to wrap something on Shabbos, to preserve the heat. Now, there's two types of hatmon in this world. One is called an Eina Moisef Hevel, where your wrapping does not add heat. You wrap a pot of soup in a towel. It's not adding heat, it's preserving. It's called Maimed Hevel. Then you have something that's Moisef Hevel. The Gemara has things later in the Mishnah Mem Zayin, things that actually increase the heat. Sand, hot sand, whatever, things like that, which increases the heat. We're going to learn these differences. To be wrap something in a moisef hevel is usur even on Friday. Forget about Shabbos. To wrap something in a maimed hevel is only usur on Shabbos. And that's what the Mishnah is telling me. That's mutter, even ben hashmoshes. That's usur only Shabbos mamash. This is talking about an ain't a moisef hevel. Like wrapping a... You have a hot pot. You want to keep going. You wrap it in a towel. That's ain't a moisef hevel. That was an heat there. That best will preserve the heat. Okay, we'll see everything tomorrow. Let's go. Menu anemili, that you should keep an eye on these three things. The Gemara finds a remez in a pasuk in Iyov. Omer Ebshu ben Levi, Omer Kro. It's a famous pasuk. It's used for a lot of other things, but anyway. V'yodato kisholoi moholecho. You'll notice peace in your house. That's a remez. Tadloka saner. Because hadloka saner is sholom bayis. Ufokadito novoch. You'll check on your house. Novoch. Novoch is a home. That's the Erev. Either Erev Chatzeris, you fix your house for carry, or Truman, you're setting up your home. Because Erev Truman basically means you move your house from here to there. Veloy sechto. Sechto can mean missing. To be missing. To be machtias amatora, when you miss the target. Means it's a remiss to taking maestris. So you won't be missing any food on Shabbos. So they found the remez for the three things there. Even though Chazal said these three things, you have to say at home before Shabbos and remind them, right? You have to say it calmly, not in a rough way. So that people should accept it. If you come on too strong, it's not going to work. The Gemara continues in Gittin, if you remember. But if you do it in a strong way, Matlaim, you say, when your house is going to backfire, people will get scared. Could come to Chilul Shabbos, the wife will be so scared of that, she'll cook the food even though it's Shabbos. Let the Gemara's mice don't pledge, but give her. I ain't sure. I will get to it in about 3 years. 2 years maybe. Okay. Or you got to it 3 years ago. Depends how you look at it. Okay. Well, either way, you don't remember. Good, I got it. That's excellent. Good. But at least remember where it is. They say Reb Meisha used to give smicha, that he was very, very makel, very makel. He gave people smicha, which is anyway, his title was, you know, he knew everything, but his title was, he held it was enough in these days, if you at least you know where it is, so you can look it up, you know. Okay, Yom Rav Ashi. Anolo Shmi Eleho the Rabbi Rav Huna. I didn't hear this man from Rav Huna, you should say it benichusa. I figured it out of myself, that it's a wise thing not to come on too strong in the house. Oh, let's go back to the Mishnah now. When do you make the Erev? The Mishnah began by saying, Shloisha Dvorim, you got to do Imcha Sheikha. That means before night, before Ben Hashmoshes. So it means the Erev has to be made before, by day. Then you tell me, Sofek HaSeich Mesem Ma'arvin, you can make an Erev during Ben HaShemoshes. Hogufa kasha, Amit Shleisha Dvorim Sonach Omelom Seich Beis Reif, Im HaSeicho. Im HaSeicho Ein, meaning with, meaning, we say with, it means before HaSeicho. Im HaSeicho means before HaSeicho. Sofek HaSeicho, Sofek Ein HaSeicho Lo, but once it's Ben HaShemoshes, you can't make an Erev. Then the Mishnah tells me one line later, Hoda Toni Sofek Sheikho Sofek HaSeicho Ma'arvin, can make an Erev Ben HaShemoshes. That's a steer, Pasha the steer. Okay, skip the next line, we'll get back to it in a second. We said there's two types of Erevin. Kan Beruve Tchumin, Kan Beruve Chatzeris. Now, Shaz, which is which? The Machalik is already saying, Rashi learns, I tell you, it's agree with him, time. Eruve Tchumin is more chomor. Why is it more chomor? Because it's an asmacht on a posuk. First of all, there are mandorim and a tchumin on the rice. And even if not, the Gemara and Eruv, which we'll get to sooner than 3 years, more like 3 months, it's nun vob. It takes a little longer. Nun aleph. They're ahead of us. They're four blood in already. But is masmach to a posuk? Where do you get alpayim amal from? The Gemara makes a ganz asmachtas in the psukim. That gives. Now, Eruv Chatzeris is a pure drabonon. Because when you carry from your house to your chotzer, from your chotzer to my chotzer, it's pure rishus hayochid. There's nothing there in the raisa. That the Chazal asked, because since if you go from the house to a joint chotzer, the chotzer looks like rishus haram because it's jointly owned. But it's under chazam. Whatever, it's a pure drabonah. Tchumen has an asmacht on a crow. So a tchumen is a more serious, a heavier drabonah. So a ruve tchumen you can only make before shkia. Ephraim, I'm going with our system. Don't get insulted. You know. By me, you may not rush to Shkia. We'll keep me that push to make it easier through the Gemara. For the next blot, it's a little bit easier to work it that way. Has to be done before the Shkia. A Ruvich HaTzeris can be made even in Bein HaShemoshes. Now, says the Gemara, an interesting thing. Now, we're going to learn a Bein HaShemoshes HaSofik. We don't know if it's Yomer, it's Lailo. When is an Erev Koina? When is an Erev Chal? It's Chal Bein HaShemoshes. It has to be chal the first second of the day, which we don't know when it is. So it's chal ben hashmosh. It's l'moshel. Eruv etchum. I put out my eruv etchum at the end of the thing over there. Put my box of pepper or whatever it is over there. Some sort of food. So that becomes my house. Good. It has to be there when Shabbos starts. If an animal comes along, it's like, well, an eruv is full. Animal comes over there. Put it in the field. Animal comes. That's why we put it in pepper. No one's eating pepper. They put it in a tin. You know what I mean? What? Catch it. Good. But whatever. Something. And today it's easy to have good containers, but a ball, so the animal came and ate it up. You know what I mean? If the animal came and ate it up before Shkia, you don't have an Erev Tchumen. But let's say a half an hour after Shkia, after make it later. Make it 73 minutes after the Shkia. It's night L'chol day. Make it 90 for the Satmar, make it 93 for the brisket, whatever you want, 2 hours after the Shkia. An animal comes and eats up there, what do I care? I don't care anymore. As long as it was there, when the day began. Okay. So now, listen to this memory, this interesting memory here. Omar Rov, Omar Lo Shnayim, two guys told him, Pashgan Ariv Tchumen, they're Rashi, we'll learn like Rashi, somebody Ariv Tchumen. Now somebody's got to go out there and put it there. So we got one guy, a Shliach, two of us told him, listen, go put us up an Ariv over there. Fine. Tsev Ariv Olenu. Now this guy, I don't know why he did this, but instead of putting both down at the same time, Le'echot Ariv Olav Mibedyoim, one he put down Friday afternoon. The other one he put down Ben HaShemoshes. Okay. Zeshe Iriv Olov Miboid Yoim Nechal Eruvo Ben HaShemoshes. The guy we put down the Eruv in the afternoon, it was eaten up by an animal Ben HaShemoshes. Zeshe Iriv Olov Ben HaShemoshes, the one he put down Ben HaShemoshes, Nechal Eruv Mishech HaShech, was eaten at night. Now, what would we say? Both of these Erevin have problems. The one that was put down in the afternoon, it's got to be the when Shabbos starts. It was eaten Ben HaShemoshes. Now, I don't know when Shabbos starts. So I would say that's no good. I don't know if it was there when Shabbos started. The other one was put down Ben HaShemoshes, eaten late at night. It should also be no good. Because I don't know if you put it there before Shabbos started. That would be one approach. That would be today's approach. Very lechumra. Forget it. It's no good. You could go the other way. One of them should be good. One of them shouldn't be good. Could either Ben HaShemoshes is day or it's night. If it's day, the second guy's is good. If it's night, forget. Yeah, no. Yeah, if it's day, the second guy's is good. If it's, but the first guy's isn't because it was eaten by day. If it's night, it's the reverse. So one of them should be good. Whose is whose? Now, or you could say they're both good. Not saying both good is a logical impossibility. Because to say they're both good, that means for the first guy who put it down the afternoon, you're saying Ben Hashmosh is night already. Got eaten by night. For the second guy's to be good, you have to say Ben Hashmosh is day. L'chura, that's Oichel Sachevel, B'shnei Roshel. Zog de Rarovo, Shneim Kona Eruf. Bingo, a liberal decision. They're both good. Frank de Gemara, Monavshoch. How could they both be good? E Ben Hashmosh is Yemomahu. If we assume that Ben Hashmosh is day, Basra Likne, Kamala Likne, the second guy's is good. Because it was put down by day, eaten up by night. But how can the first guy's be good? It was put down by day, eaten by day. It was never there when Shabbos started. E Ben Hashmosh is Leil Yehu. If we name on that Ben Hashmosh is night, Kamala Likne, Basra Likne, the first guy is good. Because it was put down by day, eaten by night. But the second guy's can't be good because it was put down by night on Shabbos. Can't be. Zog de Gemara, Ben Hashmosh is Sveikahu, which is of course the truth. We don't know what it is. V'sveikah de Rabbanan l'kula. Now, you have to be careful. Sveikah de Rabbanan. Ben Hashmosh is Sveikah de Rabbanan. Ben Hashmosh is Sveikah de Raisa. What the Gemara means is, but the real Sveikah de Hashmosh only impacts here on the Rabbanan. Because Truman is a Rabbanan. So best you have on your hands here, a Sveikah de Rabbanan, it would makele. Here we're talking makele. We allow either way to go. Now, you have on the face of it a very strange thing over here. The second guy's Erev Tchumen, when was it put down? Ben Hashmoshes. So you're telling me you can make an Erev Tchumen Ben Hashmoshes? You just told me you can't. The line before we had a stira. Can you make an Erev Ben Hashmoshes? Can't you? One, the first part of the mission says you can't make an Erev Ben Hashmoshes. The second part of the mission says you can. The Gemara Gizok, Kan Be'eruv B'Tchumen, Kan Be'eruv B'Chatzeiris. Learns Rashi and most of Shoinim, Eruv B'Tchumen has to be made before the Shkia. Chatzeiris, you can make Ben Hashmoshes. Now you're telling me that an Erev Tchumen that was made Ben Hashmoshes is good. That's a good question. And Rashi learns that you see, you're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, it's chal. That's how he learns. Tosis doesn't like that. Tosis goes, it's not chal. That's how Rashi learns. That we said before, that Erev Tchumen has to be made before Chashecha, that's the chatchila, that you're not allowed to make it Bein HaShmoshes. But if you make it, it's chal. Now, that line of the Gemara in the middle is a bit mystical. Simen begufya zimra tzifra bechavla de milsa. Yeah, we just had it before the Moslem. Something pops in these simmons over here. We had simmon, sona, chola, truma, and exelis. Usually it's a simmon for the next few members. But this simmon has nothing to do with what's going on over here. It has nothing to do with these Gemaras. Zog de Mashur, this is a simmon for the memories of Reb Abba Reb Chia Bar Ashi Omar Rav throughout Masechet Shabbos. The first one is Begufyo, that's this one, because one said Hogufa Kashi. The next one is Zimra, is 30 blot from now. This is Simon through the whole Masechta, you should know. These are the memories that were said. Apparently there was some confusion in one of them who said it. So having a Simon over here for the memories through Masechet Shabbos that was said by Omar Reb Abba Reb Chia Bar Ashi Omar Rav. In my limited knowledge, I don't remember any simon like that. It's a very interesting simon. Of course, if Traeger jumps in here, that one is missing. There's a Gemara in Daf Nun that he said, and it's not in the list. Okay. Let me invite them. What? It is. It's a tartar de sasha. It's a tartar. Well, it's not really a tartar de sasha. It's a lom d'shatas, but because one is for you and one is for you. It's not a real lamosh. What'll be, does the Rosh brings? What'll be, I'll give you a real tata de sasre. See, here, one of them I put down before the shkia and got eaten ben hashmoshes. One of them I put down ben hashmoshes, got eaten late at night. What if I put it down ben hashmoshes and it's eaten ben hashmoshes? Will that be good? That's a step further already. That, if to do that, you'd have to say, I go l'kula. I mean, you can do it also. You can say, I go l'kula, and I say that the moment I put it down was day, and the moment it got eaten was night. I mean, you could do it. The Rosh brings from a Ben Yenid, that far they didn't go. That far they weren't making. I don't know. I have no problem. And the opponents, I'm all they do it. Yeah. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Here, Rabbeinu, you understand, you don't go that far. You know, that's mamish minayu bay. But, okay. Okay, now we get to Atmona. So he said, it's like a sneak preview, it's an interesting piece of Gemara. We have sugyas on top of sugyas later. That's a perek, by Metoimlin, Akira. The one just jumps in is very important because this is where the Gemara explains Atmona, not there. So we have two Atmonas, we said. There's a Atmona, Vedora Maimed Hevel. The Mishnah on Mem Zion based by Metoimlin gives a whole list of things. What's Moisev Hevel, what's not? In what's Moisev Hevel, you can't be Matman. That means anytime. Even Friday in the morning, you can't be Matman in the Dora Moisev Hevel. So here, when we say you can't, be, you can be matman ben hashmoshes, but not on Shabbos, we're obviously talking not about a moisef hevel. We're talking about an ain a moisef hevel. So the Gemara starts with that. What is the reason to asa hatmona be ain a moisef hevel? What's bechalal wrong over there? Why can't you wrap something in a towel on Shabbos? Let's get off Shabbos. Oh, Rovo, Omar Rovo, yeah. Mipnei ma omru ein toimlin bedorish ein a moisef hevel mishech hashech. Why is it also to make hatmona in an ain a moisef hevel on Shabbos? That's only also on Shabbos mamish. Zog de Gemara, gzeira shemo yasiach. So interesting gzeira. Rashi explains, we're afraid. It's what's going, what does it mean hatmona? He's taking the pot off the whatever his kira's photo over there, and he's wrapping it up to keep it warm. We're afraid that when he takes it off, he'll see it cooled off already. And he'll be asiyach, he'll heat it up. He's taking it off his pot and wrapping it up to keep it warm for the next meal. He takes it off, he sees it's cold. Cool, whatever. He may come to heat it up, which either will get him into problems of havara, lighting the fire, or cooking. Rashi says, mevash. Afraid to get more. So then you're telling me basically it's a simple shvutz, it's a gzeira. I'm afraid to let you do that morning because you might come to cook the pot. So then it should be also ben hashmoshes too. You just got to tell me this Mishnah, Asa is Shvusin Bein Hashmoshes. Real Shvusin and Asa is Bein Hashmoshes. Masvin is a Demai, okay, that's a Chavit. Demai is a Roiv that is good, it's a Shvacha Issa. But a real Drabonon is also Bein Hashmoshes. So then Hatmona, Bemaim in Hevel, should be also Bein Hashmoshes. Plain Zeru, afraid. Hatmona, or Tupishel. Freg the Gemara, Omalei Abai, Yehochi, Bein Hashmoshes. Nami Nigza. What's up, is a Yichus from Bein Hashmoshes all of a sudden? Omalei. Stam kederes rois chesein. Pashtis beit hashmoshes, the pots are hot. Because poshtis, you put your food up to cook on Erev Shabbos, you take it off right before. It's not most unusual that beit hashmoshes, Friday night, you should have a pot that cooled off. Because that's when you're doing your cooking. Okay, so it's lo shchias, they didn't make it beit hashmoshes. Very interesting question here. You're telling me you can make hatmona b'mayim and hevel b'beit hashmoshes Friday night. What about beit hashmoshes motzei Shabbos? What's about Bein Hashmoshes Motzei Shabbos? I want to make Hatmon at the end of Shabbos. There's a problem because they don't have the Svora. The Bein Hashmoshes Motzei Shabbos, not Stam Kideiros Roishchas. Everything's cold by then. It's a problem. Okay. Oh, my Rovo. Next time around, we'll go into that. Well, you say we'll probably forget, so we'll start again and say next time we'll go into that. Oh, my Rovo, what's the other Issa? What's the Issa Atmona be Moisef Hevel on Friday? Friday, 10 o'clock in the morning. She's cooking a cholenta, whatever she's cooking. 10 o'clock in the morning, Friday. She wants to wrap it up with a Moisef Hevel. Some sort of these, today they have them, these things that give heat, you know. You can take food along on the road and cook them inside these chemicals. You can't do that. Why not? What's the difference? You can cook on Friday. You're allowed to cook. What's worse than cooking? The name of my team is Dova Moisef Hevel, I feel a big game. If I'm going to let you put it into something that adds heat, you might put it into remetz. Remetz is ashes mixed with coals. You know, like the residue from a barbecue, that stuff over there. I mean, it's worth it. Yeah. What I said, unbelievable. It's unbelievable. My English is definitely improving. Okay, it's got nowhere to go but up. Omalei Abaye v'yatmin. You're telling me you can't put it in a hot thing. Why? Because you might put it in Gecholim. So put it in Gecholim. What do I care? It's Friday, 10 o'clock in the morning. Put it in Gecholim. What's that mean? Omalei Abaye v'yatmin. Gzei v'shem yichat v'gecholim. I'm afraid if you put it Friday afternoon, it's something with Gecholim. Those Gecholim will still be Lebedek when Shabbos comes. And then you'll be Mechata be Gecholim, which is our problem from Kira, with the Blech, with all of that. We'll come back to all this. It's not for now. What? The Pasuk is Erev Shabbos, I think. But I think there's a limit to that. But I'll check. I don't know. Yeah, they ask the question. Yes, okay. Rashi puts them together, and he puts them all together, and he says, "Xavier, not called Sork, Otto called Sork." We'll come back to it. That one is also called Sork. That one is definitely awesome. Yeah. So the question is, what if you put it away Tuesday for Shabbos? Because then it would be awesome. Oh, that, yeah, that could be, I mean, you make it Friday to eat Friday lunch. Yeah, that cool. Can't be awesome. That can't be awesome. Yeah, that's my shot. Your shot's the other way. How far back can you ask it this way? I'll check. I don't know. Okay, do I even know one of the hardest sugyas in Shas? What? No, we only do half of it today. Tomorrow we'll do the other half. But it's okay. Okay, this is the sugi of that, the whole business of Ben Hashmosh is Dreizon. Shkia, 72 minutes, all that business is in this piece of Gemara. Tana Rabbanu, Ben Hashmosh is Sofek min hayoim u min halaylo, Sofek kulo min hayoim, Sofek kulo min halaylo. The Gemara seems to make these three possibilities. Matilin also lechoyme, Shnei yomim. It could be day, it could be night, it could be both. And we give the chumras of all of them. Now the Gemara is right away, what? The writer is going to ask. To say you give it the chumra of day, that's posh, it means Motzei Shabbos, I say it's still day. The chumra of night, Friday night, I say it's already night. What does it mean, the chumra, it's both? What does it mean, it's both? The Gemara will show you. Okay. Meantime, when is Ben Hashmoshes? The kasha that has plagued people forever. Ve'ezu Ben Hashmoshes, Benidos. Again, I'm going with Shki here. I'm used to saying it that way. But those don't go the other way. It means the second Shki, whatever that is. Of Shki. But just for technical reasons, we'll call Shki now. Mishetishka Achamo calls man Shepnei Mizroch Ma'adim. That there's still some sort of light, redness in the Pnei Mizroch. I mean, the sun's not all the way, it's down. Even when it's down, it's going to still shoot light across. Now that seems a bit a little stage later. The whole sky is not lit up. Again, the bottom's going to get dark first because the sun is going down like this. So it's shooting out like this. The bottom of the horizon, closer to the horizon, will get dark before the top. So, Hirsif Hat. I don't know. I ain't the calendars over there. Whichever one you like. Hirsif Hatach. What do you mean, which horizon? That one. Over there. See, east or west, Jimmy? You must be talking about east or west. Pasha means the east. Well, Hirsif Elyon, it's still light on top. That's Ben Hashmoshes. Hirsif Elyon, the Hishal Atachten. Now the top is dark also. Zehu Lailo, Divi Reb Yehuda. He didn't give us too much clarity. When is Lailo exactly? How much after? How long does that take? We know. We'll see in a minute. That's Reb Yehuda. Reb Nechemya Omer, Kedesh Yehalech Odom, Mishetish Kacham Achotzi Mil. It's half a mil after Shkia. Meaning, well, again, for argument's sake, we'll take that a mil is 18 minutes. Just for uniformity. That's itself a meritic discussion. Is it 18? Is it 22 and a half? Is it 24? But for simplicity, we're going 18. So according to Reb Nechemya, we have a clear thing. From Shkia, whatever Shkia is, 9 minutes is Ben Hashmash, 9 minutes later about Lailo. Reb Yosi Omer. Reb Yosi didn't have a span. He knew exactly it was there was a certain Kerifayim. He knew when it was. Ben Hashmoshes Kerifayim. Zed Nichlas VeYotzei V'Yeshalam Et Olav. What is that? Well, it's very short. It's a Kerifayim. It's a couple of seconds only. I don't know if he said. I don't know if he said by Madlik. Actually, because Oki Gavner, weiß nicht. Omar Matilan also lechomer shnei yomim. Lamai hilchus. What's meant? He gave it a chumra of 2 days. Chumra of day, a chumra of night. I hear. Like I'm saying, what do you mean chumra of both days? Look at the San Nazach. Let's go back for a second to Nido. We'll skip over brachos. Go back to Nido. Azov. Azov, let's go. Azov with one Riyah, Golnet, it's a Balkari, two Maserif. Two Riyahs, two Mashiva, but no Karb. Three Riyahs, he needs a Karb. Now, Azov is not like Azovah. Azovah needs Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. She got 10 Riyahs on Sunday, Shazovah Tana. A man is not that way. Three Riyahs is out of ballpark. Two Riyahs is at the 7 days. They don't have to be separate days. But he has days also in the sense, if he'll have a Riyah that goes from Sunday into Monday, that'll count as two Riyahs. Doesn't count as one because he has Yomim also. It's no worse than a Zova. He has that also. So the rest of the Brisa, it's a Brisa, I think. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah Zova. Kidet Tanah. Oh, Lamai Hilchis. So Uda Chapa Nafkamin and Chumra both. Lamai Hilchis. So Amar Avuna Brede of Shul Inin Tumu. Kidet Tanah. Rosh Ne Yomim Bein Hashmoshes. That says, he saw, I'm calling Sunday night, meaning Sunday in Bein Hashmoshes, then Monday Bein Hashmoshes. So he's seeing Sunday into Monday, Monday into Tuesday. Sofik Latuma Ulakorb. He's got a triple Sofik on his hands. He might be not Tomei Shiva altogether, meaning only one Riyah. He might be Tomei Shiva, meaning two Riyahs. He might be a Korban, meaning three Riyahs. So let's figure it out. To get three Riyahs is not so bad because he's seeing Sunday crossing the line, Monday crossing the line. So he might have seen Sunday by day and by night, might have crossed the line. So that counts as a Riyah. Sunday, Riyah, Monday makes two Riyahs. Then, if I can't, no, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the answer right there for him. Yeah, okay. The Tumah Shiva is the easiest. He saw Sunday was still day, he saw Monday was still day. So he saw Sunday, Monday, he's about two. Or he was after the line. He saw Sunday night, which is Monday, so Monday night, which is Tuesday, so he has two. To get a carbon, you have to have three. To get three, you're giving him Chumra Shneim. That's what it means. You're treating Sunday might have been two Riyahs. Because I say Ben Hashvash was night and day. So he saw, either way, you could do Monday also. You could say he saw Sunday night and Monday both. Or the other way. Question, the funny thing is here, how do you get that he shouldn't have a Tumah Shiva? Where's the tzad that he doesn't have Tumah Shiva even? He didn't even have two Riyahs. The answer is, maybe he saw Sunday day and Monday night. So that means he saw on Sunday and on Tuesday. That's a Tumah Shiva. When you say Azav, they have to be consecutive. You can't. Azav sees Sunday, then he doesn't see Monday. He's finished. Because he had his Azav Shemesh. What? Tumas Erev. So he saw Sunday, will treat Sundays as day, and Mondays as night. Then he doesn't even have Tumah Shiva. So he's possibly a Tumah Serev. He's possibly Tumah Shiva because he saw Sunday day, Monday day. But he might be Chayv Karban too. Because he might have seen Sunday both. That's what we would give Tumah Shneyem. It might have been a double header Sunday and a single header on Monday. It's a Chayv Karban. So as we learned, I don't remember where we learned it. Shengelin 3 months, I forgot everything, but he'll bring a chatas ha'oi bala sofik. He can't bring a regular chatos because there's a sofik. He brings a chatas ha'oi bala sofik. It's an interesting pickle over here. That's if he saw two Ben HaShemoshes. Roy Yoim Echod Ben HaShemoshes. He saw Sunday in a Ben HaShemoshes. Sofik Lutomo. Yeah, that might be one. He had one Riyah, Sunday Ben HaShemoshes. That could be one Riyah. It could be two Riyahs. So he's a sofik Tumo. I mean, obviously, Tumo is Eric. But he's a Sofek Tomei Tumah Shiva. That's where it plays that you're going to have a Chumra of Shneim. Okay, let's go. Oguf Akashia. Let's read the Brisa. What the Brisa say in Reb Yehuda? When is Bein HaShemoshes? It begins by saying, you have three levels here. When the sky is Madimit, if the whole sky is light. Then you have the next level. Hichsif Atachten, or Hichsif Oelion. Then Hichsif Ganzen is night. So how do you read it? Poshit, it says over there, Kol Zman Shepenei Mizruch Madimen, that's Bein HaShemoshes. Meaning Bein HaShemoshes when there's light on the whole sky, which would imply, but if partially dark, meaning Hichsif Tachten is already not Bein HaShemoshes. Then you turn around and tell me that Hichsif Atachten or Hichsif Oelion is also Bein HaShemoshes. What's going on here? Oguf Akashi. Amrit, Ezu Bein HaShemoshes, Mishetishka Chamo, Kolzman Shepnei Mizrach Madimen. That the whole sky is red. That's Bein HaShemoshes. Meaning, if half the sky is dark, or Hichsif Atachten, or Hichsif Elyon, that's Shelailo. Who? The next line says, "V'horatono Hichsif Atachten, or Hichsif Elyon, Eichet Bein HaShemoshes." What's happening here? So here, important machloek is Rabbi Reb Yehuda. Very important because we basically go with Reb Yehuda. Certainly the Chumra. If we went to Reb Yosef, life would be a lot easier. But we do go with we machloek like both really. But we got to know what the Reb Yehuda said. We have a big machloek here. Very big. I would say that that whole wall of Svarim over there will not suffice for the amount of Svarim written on this question when a Ben Hashmosh is. We'll soon see the Machlokes of Rabbi Yosef is very big. It's a shot of a minute and a half. Lamazan. A minute and a half. Of the Dreitzach, who knows so much Torah? Omar Rabbi, Omar Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Kroich V'Tani. You have to read it together. When is Ben Hashmosh is from Shkia, calls man that it's red and Hichsef Hatachdin below Ha'eli, and that's all Ben Hashmosh is. Ezo Ben Hashmosh, which is Tishka Chama, calls man Shepne Chama, Madime Behichsef Hatachdin, or Hichsef Ha'eli. Nami Ben Hashmosh. Ben Hashmosh goes from the Shkia through the period of Madime and through the period of Hichsef Hatachdin, or Hichsef Ha'eli. Once you have Hichsef Bodesh and Leila. That's what it meant. When is Ben Hashmoshes? Calls Manche Madimen. That's still day. Ben Hashmoshes doesn't start till Hirsif Atachtin or Hirsif Oelian. That means we have a very important machloikis over here. According to Rabbo, Ben Hashmosh in Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Hashmoshes starts at Shkia and goes till Hirsif Hirsif. According to Rabbo, Rabbi Yosef, it starts a little later. It starts Hirsif Oelian. And goes till Hirsif Hirsif. It ends at the same time. It starts a little bit later in Rabbi. It doesn't start at Shkia. Hirsif Tachlin, Hirsif Elyon, Ben Hashmosh, Hirsif Yom Shatachlin, Laila. The Ozdel Taimayu, they go to Shetoso, meaning Rabbah's Ben Hashmosh is a little bit bigger, more time than Rabbi Yosef, because it starts a little bit earlier. The Itmar, Shir Ben Hashmosh is Bekama. How much is this famous Ben Hashmosh? Omar Rabbah, Rabbi Yom Shmuel, Shloisha Chelke Meal. Three parts of a meal. Frank the Gemara goes so very innocent. What's my three parts of a meal? My Gimel Chelke Meal. Elay Metal Sapal. Me three halves of a meal. So talk like a mensch. Name a meal a mechzer. Don't tell me three halves. Tell me I may have 1.5 miles. Meal. Elo, Klosa Tilse Meal. 3/3 of a meal. That's dumb. That's not a way to talk. Say a meal. Name a meal. Elo, Talsa Rive Meal. According to Rabbah, it starts with Shkia, goes till Hirsav Hirsav, which is amount of time, 3/4 of a meal. In our Sprach, that's 13 and a half minutes. We're getting an 18-minute meal. 3/4 of 18 is 13 and a half minutes. Shkia begins, Ben Hashmosh, 13 and a half minutes later is night. Reb Yosef is going to be a little shorter because it doesn't start with Shkia. Reb Yosef on Reb Yudom Shmuel, Shnei Chelke Meal, 2 parts of meal. My Shnei Chelke Meal. Right, what do you mean? Elam a Trey Pal, he meant 2 halves, Ola Zog and a meal. Name a meal. Ela Trey Rive Meal, he meant 2/4. Lame Chotzi Meal. Ela Trey Tilse Meal, 2/3 of a meal. So the difference, Rabbi Reb Yosef, is how much? He's got it at 3/4 of a meal. He's got it at 2/3 of a meal. When I was at school, this was 9/12 and this was 8/12. And I got Sanafka Mina, 1/12 of a meal. That's a minute and a half. My Benayu, Ike Benayu, Palge de Danko. Danko's a 6th, Palge de Danko's a 12th. That is the difference between them. According to Rabbah, it goes from Shkia for 3/4 of a meal, 9/12 of a meal, 13 and a half minutes, is the way we put it. And according to Yosef, it starts a minute and a half later, extends 12 minutes, they both finish up at Hirsif Atachten, at Hirsif for Elyon Behitchel Atachten. Then Afkemin is Palgir the Dang at 12 of a meal. According to Rabbi, those 13 and a half minutes is the Sofik, but according to him, it's those 12 minutes. What? What?